Intercourse, Pennsylvania is a small but surprisingly busy town. The Old Kings Highway runs east-west through Intercourse and for many years was the only way to travel between Pennsylvania's two largest cities, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. The road is still used by many residents of rural Lancaster County who travel to Intercourse every day to buy supplies for their homes and farms. Of course, not everyone who comes to Intercourse travels by car. Lancaster County is home to the world's second largest community of Old Order Amish. The largest is in nearby Ohio. These Protestant Christians are a novelty in 21st century America. They travel by horse and buggy and refuse to operate any equipment that's motorized or requires electricity. They don't have phones or computers or even light bulbs in their homes. Their clothing is plain, consisting only of dark, solid colors. And they won't even use zippers or buttons because these accessories are considered to be vain. It's a lifestyle that fascinates many Americans. And every year, hundreds of people, like Julie Lee, travel to Lancaster County to learn about the Amish.
Yeah, I didn't really know a lot about them. And in fact, we were talking about not so much who they are, but why they are, you know, why they are, how they're able to continue to live the way they do. And I've just always found them a little, not strange necessarily, but different from me. And I was curious about them.
But while there are plenty of places in Lancaster County where visitors can go to learn about this religious denomination, these places aren't actually operated by members of the Amish order. That's because the Amish try to keep themselves removed from mainstream American society. They're in America, but they aren't of it. They pay taxes, because they're required to by law, but they don't vote or send their children to public school, and they also don't collect retirement benefits from the government or participate in federal programs that provide medical care to older Americans. Robert Allen is a Mennonite who works at the Amish Cultural Center in Intercourse. Mennonite theology is similar to that of the Amish in that both groups are known as Anabaptists and insist that only adults can be baptized. Some Mennonites have also embraced the so-called plain lifestyle. Mr. Allen says these people live the way they do because they feel modern American society distracts individuals from what's truly important.
There's no feeling among Anabaptist groups that technology per se is evil. However, sometimes it's not conducive to living a Christian lifestyle. For example, the Old Order Amish eschew electricity. One of the earliest reasons given was that electric lighting disperses the family throughout the house rather than have them congregating in the evenings into common rooms. Also, once you have electricity, then you have the temptation for having radios and televisions and videos and other things which can bring unwanted things into your home.
99% of the 200,000 Amish in the world live in the United States. The other 1% live just across the border in Ontario, Canada. The Anabaptist movement began in Europe in the 16th century, but decades of persecution drove many Amish to Pennsylvania in the early 1700s. That British colony guaranteed religious freedom to everyone. When they arrived, the Amish were farmers, much like everyone else at the time. And even as America became more industrialized in the 19th and 20th centuries, the Amish continued to earn their living from the land. There are countless references to farming in the Bible, and the Amish believe that is the life God wants them to live. Robert Allen says that's why, as Pennsylvania has become increasingly urbanized, many Amish have had to move away.
The Amish population doubles every 20 years or so, and so there's always a need for more land, more farmland. Farmland in this area is incredibly expensive, so there are a lot of new Amish colonies in areas where there weren't Amish before. 90% of all Amish settlements have been founded since the end of the Second World War.
And in the 21 different states where those new settlements are located, the Amish are, for the most part, accepted and admired. This hasn't always been the case. Pacifism is a primary component of Anabaptist theology, and during the Second World War, the Amish were scorned by many Americans for their refusal to fight. Even up until the early 1980s, their pacifism and anti-modern lifestyle were seen by many as intolerable. But over the course of the last 20 years or so, technology has made life in America so fast-paced and complicated that many are now drawn to the simplicity of the Amish way of life. They don't necessarily want to adopt it themselves, but they do want to understand, even if the Amish don't go out of their way to explain. I'm Maura Farrelly.